Hi, Jeff Pagano here. You're about to hear the recording of the report I did after the Leinster v. O'Rony game. My apologies for the poor quality. What happened was I recorded it in the car on my iPhone on the Audioboo app, but somehow it failed. It actually did upload, but somehow got lost between the app and the website, so I can't actually retrieve it on the computer. I've been on to Audioboo about it. They've said they apologize that it got stuck. They've given me a couple of different ways of somehow retrieving it, but I've got to do about a million different things, which I don't have time. So all I'm going to do, just for posterity, I'm going to try playing it into the microphone. The sound quality is bound to be poor, but it's the best I can do. This is my write-up of Leinster v. O'Rony, and I don't have time to do another one. So apologies again for the poor quality. Thanks again. Bye.
Hi, this is Jeff Pagano from Harpen on Rugby. I'm just in the car getting ready to drive home from the match at the RDS, so I thought I'd do an audiobook recording just to be a bit different for this match, probably because I won't have time probably to do a write-up either. But anyway, listen, this match would have been a banana skin for Leinster against O'Rony, and this was borne out by the 7-0 halftime score to the visitors, and it was also borne out by the fact that these kids were standing by the halfway line throwing actual bananas onto the pitch at halftime while the mini-game was going on. I mean, seriously, who throws bananas? But anyway, O'Rony started brightly and spent the first 10 or so minutes attacking our line, but we held out and eventually got charge of possession and territory, but couldn't do anything with it for the rest of the first half. We got the winger, Zingand. According to the announcer, his name sounded like it was Snotty, and I'm not the only one who thought that, by the way, but whatever his name was, he was off for 10 minutes, and wasn't on form with the boot in the first half. He missed three altogether, two during the sin bidding, so we were 7-0 down at halftime. But then Joe Schmidt made the wise decision of bringing on Ian Madigan to the out-half position. It wasn't that the debutant Noel Reid was doing that poorly. It's just we were behind in the scoreboard. We needed to get going. We needed it out there. And it was proven the right decision when Madigan crashed over for the first try. Now, all the tries happened down the other end, so I didn't see exactly how a lot of them happened. But Madigan got the first try. Issa got the second. The third was an intercept try from Luke Fitzgerald. He basically got hold of it just inside his own half and sprinted the length of the field under the post. A mate of mine, Ken, got a good picture of it, so you'll see that on the blog tomorrow. And then it was 10 minutes we had to get the bonus point, and we got it right, literally at the very death. Last play of the game, Reese Reddick, the skipper, crashed over for the bonus point try. So all in all, good night for Leinster in the rain. And I tell you, a lot of teams will struggle to get bonus points against this O'Rony team that had a very solid defense. So that's it for me. Hope you enjoyed it. I've never done something like this before. Final score, Leinster 26, O'Rony 7.